stop. There okay. You go.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. I will speak in Spanish in this moment.
I'd like to thank all of the panelists for this historic overview they've just given us, and of course thank the two states represented right now for the contributions they have brought to bear throughout the history, and also recognizing the effort of indigenous people in working for their full participation in the UN. Maybe Ambassador Chavez and also Ambassador Deer, you are the ambassador of indigenous peoples to the United Nations, will recall that in the 1990s there was a significant effort whereby indigenous peoples participated on an equal footing in discussions around the draft declaration on the rights of indigenous peoples. This effort, I think, was maybe something that fell into forgetfulness, but it is something that should be revived, that memory, as we move forwards. I don't remember the resolution number, but I think it's 1530 or something. But anyway, it was a key resolution in the 1990s. And despite the fact that that was a meeting where we all took part in informal procedures, it was nonetheless a very or fairly positive experience. There were key issues tackled that have always been of interest to this rapporteurship and, of course, to me personally, which were subsequently followed up on through the subsequent decades of participation. And I'm talking about almost four decades interacting with the United Nations human rights systems and bodies and agencies. And I can bear witness to how my brothers and sisters, ancestors older than me, have opened up the way for us to have full participation in these meetings and allowed increasing access to these meetings. Now, Chair, I could carry on speaking about everything that we've experienced over the last four decades. But nonetheless, I think that in 2023 Resolution 54/12 of the Human Rights Council requested that the Chair of the Human Rights Council organize the participation of representatives of indigenous peoples in interactive dialogues, which take place with my mandate and with the expert mechanism on the rights of indigenous peoples in the 57th session of the council. And we need to greet and welcome that resolution. Thank you very much, Chairperson, for giving me the opportunity to share just a few comments on this process. And once again, I'd like to thank the two states represented on this panel.